Welcome. Today we're doing a deep dive into synthetic biology, synbio. It's this field sitting right at the intersection of life sciences and, well, engineering, our mission. To unpack how it treats genetic code less like chemistry and more like, you know, software for cells.
Exactly. And it's not just theory. Synbio is a huge economic driver, really propelling what some call the fourth industrial revolution. The market forecasts are, frankly, pretty staggering. We're talking growth rates often over 20% CAGR.
Wow.
Yeah. Estimates are hitting over, what, U.S. $74.7 billion by 2031. And that's driven by actually industrializing biological design.
Okay, hold on. Let's unpack that. Synbio.
Yeah.
It sounds, on the surface, a lot like genetic modification, something we've heard about for years.
Mm-hmm.
So if the market's exploding, what's fundamentally different? Are we just modifying things, or is it really like programming life in a new way?
It's a definite shift. Think of traditional genetic engineering, GE, as mostly tweaking an existing system, you know, changing a few genes here and there. Synbio, it's more rigorous. It's an engineering discipline. We're designing and building novel biological parts systems, often de novo, from scratch, using synthesized molecules.
So designing a blueprint, not just fixing an old one.
Precisely. And that means adopting a really systematic approach. The design, build, test, learn cycle, or DBTL, that iterative process is key to handling biology's complexity and getting predictable engineered outcomes.
Right. That systematic approach needs the right tools, I imagine. You need to write a lot of code quickly. Where does the basic hardware, the DNA writing, come in?
Yeah, that's the printing press for this revolution. Companies like Twist Bioscience, they've industrialized DNA synthesis. They use silicon platforms, kind of like the semiconductor industry, to scale it up massively.
And bring the cost down.
Drastically. Increases throughput, lowers cost. Some products are starting around like 7 cents per base pair. That scale just wasn't possible before.
7 cents. Okay, that changes everything. So if DNA synthesis is the printing press, what about precision editing? CRISPR is the scissors, but what's next?
Well, we've moved beyond just cutting. Base editing is a fascinating next step. Think Beam Therapeutics here. Base editors are more like a pencil. They make precise single letter changes, like C to T, without a double strand break.
Avoiding the DSB.
Exactly. That avoids those unpredictable insertions or deletions, the indels, that could sometimes happen with earlier methods.
Okay, so you have writing and precise editing.
Mm-hmm.
And then making parts interchangeable, like Legos. That's the BioBrick standard, right?
Right. Standardized prefixes and suffixes ensure parts like promoters and coding sequences just snap together reliably.
And we're seeing results already, especially in medicine.
Absolutely. Healthcare's the fastest growing segment. The huge milestone is Casgevy. It's the first approved CRISPR-based therapy. It's for patients with sickle cell disease or beta thalassemia, a landmark achievement.
Incredible. But it's not just medicine, right? Industrial uses, too. Cell factories.
Oh, definitely. Engineered microbes acting as cell factories for sustainable production. We're seeing them make chemicals for things like rubber tires, previously petroleum-derived, or engineering silkworms with spider DNA for ultra-strong silk.
That sounds like science fiction becoming reality. But there have been bumps in the road.
There have. We have to mention the commercial reality. Look at Amyris, a leader in the field, right? They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2023.
Right. So the tech isn't everything.
It's a crucial lesson.
Yeah.
Tech superiority needs operational excellence, sound financial management, especially when scaling up complex biomanufacturing. It's hard.
A very important counterpoint. Okay, finally, the big one. The dual-use dilemma. This power comes with risks.
It absolutely does. Biosecurity is paramount. The same tech that cures disease could potentially be misused, bioterrorism, enhanced bioweapons. That's the dilemma. And because the tools are getting cheaper, more accessible globally.
Governance becomes critical.
Essential. Frameworks built on principles like being human-centered and non-maleficence, you know, do no harm. We need sophisticated, proactive biosecurity.
So wrapping up. Synbio is now an industrialized field, driven by cheap DNA writing, precise editing.
Yeah, and the potential is so huge, sparking major state-sponsored research globally, which leads to the final thought. What does it really mean for global stability, for geopolitics, for economic competition, when the actual ability to program life becomes a central pillar of national strategy? That's something for you to really think about as this field continues to accelerate.